This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Riding shotgun with us, ladies and gentlemen, is a local TV station manager and patriot and the guy that heads up one of the top 10 pro-Trump sites that's being censored by Facebook. Tom Papert is here with us. We've got a guest joining us, and he's going to ride shotgun with us on, who I didn't hesitate to get on because I'm worried about lawsuits. Because I just say what I think's right. Sometimes I'm wrong. Most of the time I'm right. It's that we've got all these admissions of pedophilia and all these constant busts and constant confirmation. The top cardinals and top, you know, Homeland Security officials and world leaders, and it gets swept under the rug, barely in the news. But then when I see something like this next guest that's joining us, Isaac Cappy, who's been in a bunch of big movies, saying all this about Hollywood, and then it starts getting a bunch of attention. I've just noticed this pattern where the media will always go with the rumor or the report. And I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying he's bad. Instead of the bona fides, you know, the bones, habeas corpus, show me the body. I mean, we've got bombshell. D.C. top cardinal, Australia's head cardinal, you know, admitting to running kidnapped kids, covering it up. This barely has been in the news. So why don't we spend an hour on this? And I'm not attacking Cappy. I'm going to ask him that question because I learned this with Pizzagate and stuff. You've got admissions and thousands of emails about the kids will be delivered into the hot tub for your pleasure. And then it's the FBI code words for sex with kids off their own Homeland Security manual. And they're talking about $65,000 of succulent hot dogs. Well, are these as good? Oh, God, these are good. I had these hot dogs in Hawaii. They were delivered by jet. And let me, it's male prostitutes. And look, Obama's having sex with 10 dudes a day, whatever. The point is that that's what's going on your taxpayer time. He's not watching SportsCenter 3 hours a day up there, okay? Okay. And the report is, you know, he's got, you know, well, I'm not going to get into it on Family Show. But let's just say Amtrak isn't just a train. So I'm not even, all I'm getting at here is I noticed this penchant for going with the rumor or the secondhand or something without total proof instead of ignoring all the real stuff.
Right, right, right. And that's another thing. You're not hearing about this. You know, a decade ago, it was all you could hear about was the corruption within the church, and not just the Catholic Church, Protestant, all of it. These pedophiles in the church, it was all you heard about. And for some reason, I don't know, maybe they're all just fixated on Trump right now. Maybe it's something like that. But you have heard nothing about it, which I think is frightening. What has happened in the past decade where we no longer care about the well-being of children? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, China. Google is testing for 2 years a secret total censorship thing to arrest everyone. And it's even in the functions how to, like, leave the function on so they can search so you have evidence to put them in prison. I mean, it's like, you're like, well, that's a private company. They're allowed to help a Chinese dictatorship take Christians and cut their guts out. Damn it, it's a private company. Well, then, I mean, Hitler was a private company.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand. When you work with the Chinese, you're surrendering everything you own, all your intellectual property, your blueprints, everything becomes Chinese property. And you don't think they're just going to use that again?
And Apple admitted that. They said, when you move to China, the government runs you. That's just how it is. Reuters. Everyone that has an Apple ID, the Chinese government administers it. That is insane.
Yeah, it seems like we should be able to sue. I don't know if I agreed to that when I bought my first iPhone years and years ago, you know?
Exactly. They opted you in and sold you out, and then meanwhile, our president is a traitor for being concerned.
Right, right.
By that guy, he said Mexicans are all rapists. Really, where's the clip? We're not going to show you the clip.
Right.
We're not going to show you the clip. Just to shut up. We'll be right back with a special guest. Stay with us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. We'll be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right. We're going to delve into the darker corners of Hollywood. They're like darker corners. Hell, the whole thing's like a black hole of evil. Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. So, we've got the head U.S. Cardinal resigning, admitting, criminally convicted of covering up massive child kidnapping and rape gangs. Back of the paper, barely got any news. The church can't let McCarrick's enablers off the hook. The Catholic Church has obliterated its ability to inspire trust. You got the head cardinal of Australia, the head cardinal, in a secret trial of over 100 kidnapped boys. He's the right-hand man of the Pope, who, it's in the London Guardian, used pedophilia to blackmail him into control when he's a Marxist-Leninist. So I just wanted to upfront point out, this is real. There's an 8 or 9-fold increase in the arrest of actual pedophiles. Kids. Remember, you know, even, you know, KTLA had the headline a year and a half ago, and I was on Joe Rogan's podcast that very day. 400-plus pedophiles arrested with cages, and there were hundreds of women in cages and little kids, and then they catch the Clintons and their people shipping kids out of Haiti. None of that gets covered. They always go, there's no such thing as pedophilia, except when James Gunn's promoting how great it is. And then all these comedians come out. So we know that intelligence agencies and other groups use this because it's not enough to blackmail somebody you're cheating on their wife or that you're gay. That doesn't work anymore. So they have to, like, induct you. And the Mexican Mafia or in the Aryan Nations or whatever group you're in, you know, reportedly, you got to go kill somebody to become a made member. Italian Mafia the same way. You got to make your bones. But to get into Hollywood, you got to make your bones with a 13-year-old girl. That's the bare minimum. That's Roman Polanski who gets standing ovations. Because, I mean, it's come out in the news. It's come out in investigations. I've talked to people. This is what it is. And they say at the final level, I've been told this by major people. And it's happened to Mark Dice. They said, we want you to pledge to Lucifer before we give you this national show. I know the very production company he's involved in. I've been involved with it. And in the meeting with the head of it, he said, I just want you to pledge yourself to Lucifer. And he said, are you messing with me because I'm a Christian? He goes, no, this is serious. I can't work with you unless you do that, okay? We work for Lucifer. So this is going on, and this is happening. These are rites of passage. That's what's going on. And Tom Papert here heads up one of our big TV cable stations that covers a good third of Kansas. I don't, you know, sit there and think that everybody in Hollywood is a pedophile. But I know for a fact that it's the evil glue that holds that whole thing together and the abuse of also men. Women get abused too, and I'm all against it. But reportedly, people I don't know, they say, man, it's men who aren't gay with other men to men, and they have sex with them and be humiliated. And it's come out like, you know, where, like, you know, Hollywood producers order black guys to smoke crack till they have a heart attack. If they want the job. I mean, a lot of it's just power. It's like, you know, let me call you the N-word over and over again, and I'll give you the starring role. It's like, it's all about humiliation. It's like, so those of us that aren't into that don't get it. But Fifty Shades of Grey. All this is a gateway to get our young girls. And I know some distant family who saw Fifty Shades of Grey when she was 16, got roped in by a really rich company. They tortured her. And when it came down to the brass tacks, the police are like, but there's all these videos of you in bondage liking it. But see, there's finally that day when the boom closes, when the wall goes down. And so I've been in Hollywood and been in some big movies with some patriots that live here in Austin. Linkletter's a good guy. He never was involved in anything weird. Then I got into Hollywood, some big movies. I'm doing a preface. We're going to our guest who's waiting right now. We're going to go to him here in just a second. I want to preface all this. We're going to be talking to Isaac Cappy here, who's getting attacked right now. And I'd be sitting there and like, oh, you don't want to be at this party because, you know, you don't want to screw kids. Well, you're joking, right? They're like, no, I think you need to go. And same deal, like you're walking to a private area of a restaurant and like, you're watching these old dudes rubbing all over, you know, girls. Like, that's a major director. I go, that girl's got to be 14. And it's like, hey, don't worry about it. But you think she's good looking? And some others. And I was never believing. I called the police and I could prove something. But let me tell you, I've been at some Hollywood parties. That's why I said, I can't be here anymore. We're here, like, there's 100 people, everything's going on. And you see these girls walk in, and these are like 15-year-old cheerleaders. Have you ever seen one? You know, these aren't women acting like they're underage. It's like, you could, my gut could feel it like my soul was being sucked. It's the thing you were talking about. Like, like if I thought I was empty when I was visiting Hollywood, I always wonder, is it the air or the water? Why do I feel so soulless? When I'd be at a party, and they'd march in, you know, three or four girls look like they were, but the oldest was 16. I was like, man, I got to go. It was beyond anything I ever felt. Like, the evil in L.A. is like, it's hell. It's like a gateway into hell. So we're going to go to break and come back with our guest who's here with us, who's saying, you know, he's seen a lot of this, these rites of passage. I'm not going to name names, but who is Isaac Cappy, actor who threatened Paris Hilton and Seth Green? So he starts coming out and saying these folks are involved in whatever. I'm not going to get into that. Suddenly he's threatening them. And he's been in a bunch of big movies, you know, Fanboys, Thor, and Terminator Salvation, a bunch of them. You know, he's done a lot of big supporting roles. I mean, you know, he's not, I wouldn't say an A-list actor, but, you know, he's definitely been successful. I recognize him. So I start getting paranoid, though, because I've seen Pizzagate, where we have them in the emails. The kids will be delivered to the hot tub. You're going for your pleasure. You know how kids act, but they should, you know, give you pleasure. And you've got Podesta's brother in the news saying, I like pedophile art. I love it. I'm a revolutionary in 2007. And it's pictures of two-year-olds being paddled. Okay. I mean, this is some sick stuff. I mean, in the Washington Post. Because the ultimate thing for them is to say it openly. But then we covered it and saw the weird stuff. They kind of, like Karl Rove, planted fake stuff on Dan Rather to set him up. 90% of the report was true about Bush. But the last bit was fake, planted by Karl Rove, reportedly. And so I've learned how this works. So I don't know if Cappy's a good guy, bad guy. I'm not going to judge him. I don't know. We're going to go to him at this break. All I'm saying is I've got oceans of admitted mass pedophilia getting no coverage. And I've been in Hollywood, and it creeped the living hell out of me. I mean, I was like, I mean, I can't go to Hollywood. Like, you'll be in the dressing room or taking a piss, and somebody walks over and, you know, says, hey, you want to, you know, and you're like, I'm joking. It's a total cult. And then he says the same stuff I've experienced. They didn't say, hey, you want to, you know, have sex with five-year-old boys. But still, it's the exact gateway of how this works. So we're going to go to break, but I wanted to have you here, Tom Papert, who heads up God Emperor Trump, one of the most successful outlets out there. I mean, I'm just trying to, I think this guy is a known actor. I think he has a right to say what he's going to say. But then you understand my trepidation.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we've seen it happen. We've seen it happen where, you know, they got people stuck on a physical location that had nothing to do with it, and it turned into a giant fake news catastrophe that discredited a lot of people that we still, I mean, there's certain journalists who do fantastic work. They will say, Pizzagate pusher, comma, the person's name. It's disgusting. So you do have to be careful, but at the same time, it's almost like if you don't let him get his word out and say what's going on, are you doing a disservice to humanity?
You're almost complicit if he's right.
Exactly. Are you guilty because you
didn't? And he's pointing at a beehive going, there's bees in there, and you see bees coming out the bottom. You're like, well, yeah, we know there's bees in there. Well, he's been in the beehive. He's going to tell us about it.
Right, right. And I think that's the best thing we can do is to let them give a platform, not endorse it, and not say this is truth and this is gospel, but to let it get out.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. I probably was only in and around Hollywood 4 or 5 years. And was, you know, they, oh, come out for a TV show, come out for this, come out and, you know, we'll pay you to come, you know, do a voiceover for a video game. You know, it's $50,000. I mean, I got paid $980,000. And folks think, oh, then you don't need any money. No, I put it into all this. I don't own jets or big houses. You know, I'm trying to downsize right now. But, I mean, I got paid $900,000+ for a national advertisement for insurance and stuff. And I got I put it back in the business. And, but imagine, you know, I can't, even though that was for insurance companies, I can't go even to L.A. to audition and even get paid $10,000 to audition because I can't be there. Like, I can barely go in to be on Joe Rogan's podcast. And I have to, like, man up. And I can take anything. I can't go to L.A. Like, I'm flying in, and I feel like I'm dying. I mean, it's so satanic. My God, and that's the main enemy attack base. That's what's sucking the soul. And so, I mean, there's no doubt, folks, a crack in hell, the fissures, the interdimensional gate there, I don't know, but L.A. is hell. L.A. is hell. L.A. is hell. And it's the globalist attack base to take over the planet. We'll be back with our special guest.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Lincoln was elected to unite a nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Infowars.com/app.
It's the Infowars official app, taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, the globalists are trying to brainwash humanity, turn off our life force, turn off our survival instinct. Hollywood is their main weapon. And we're joined by Isaac Cappy, who's a pretty big movie star. He's been in a lot of big films, big supporting roles, a lot of starring roles. I'm not going to go over all the films he's been in. But he's coming out in this whole plethora of sex stuff happening. And pedophile news, and James Gunn, you know, worshiping pedophilia. He's a pedophile booster. And 400,000 signatures or whatever, saying rehire him. And he's saying, they've tried to induct me into this. So we appreciate him joining us. Isaac Cappy is coming on, obviously. He's a firebrand right now. I'm a firebrand. I don't really want to get into names here. He can do whatever he wants. We're live on air. All I'm saying is that, this is the glue, the satanic glue, in my experience, that holds together the evil. So, Isaac Cappy, thanks for coming on with us. Just up front, why are you going public? And for people to actually hear unfiltered what you're saying, because mainstream media is all about not letting people hear what you actually say, where's the best place for people to actually hear what you're saying unfiltered? Because we're going to obviously filter it here today, because we're on hundreds of TV and radio stations. We don't want to
put them
in harm's way.
So I've been doing a lot of Periscope streams. I'm sure someone could send a link. And also my Twitter. I've been very active on the Twitter. And I would like to dispel a few things you said. I'm not a big movie star. I've been in a lot of movies, but I'm not a big movie star. Also, I really would like to get in front of this. I never threatened Paris. And in fact, I reached out to her yesterday. We texted back and forth. And I said, look, I know you're a good person. I don't want to bring you into this. They are trying to draw you in. Because that's what sociopaths do. They use other people around them. They don't care who they hurt. They just bring them in. And I will say there is a lot more to that story. It's not relevant, though, and it's not relevant to the conversation.
Sure, I mean that's a classic tactic. It's a distractionary tactic to, like, change the subject. But, I mean, I don't really follow Hollywood, and I know who you were, so I'm just saying you're an established actor.
Sure. Well, I have a singular mission. When the James Gunn stuff came up, like, I've been watching these people talk. They're liars. And the root of it is that they're pedophiles. James Gunn is a pedophile. And I know because his friends are pedophiles. Seth Green is a pedophile. He told me he was a pedophile. Okay? Like, and I'm tired of the cult state ripping apart our country and brainwashing people. It's driving me nuts. People are literally getting attacked in the streets for their political views. And that is not what the democracy is about. And I'm just tired of the bullying and the gaslighting by the media because they are known for covering up these crimes. They covered up for Jimmy Savile in England. That guy Mark Thompson is now the CEO of the New York Times Corporation. And I'm sick and tired of it. And that's why I called them out. I was like, look, this is the root of all of it. Let's just address the facts, you know?
Well, we've got like half the Cardinals being busted right now. It's everywhere. Without getting into the name specifically, you saw this gun thing. It triggered you to go public. Tell us what some of these people, the name you mentioned, that is a big, quote, Aleister Crowley star, all these occultic terms, you know, God, what they mean, a star is a god, the whole Roman calendar. It shows their whole occultic system. But describe the way you call it, this big anti-human occultic system. And just without getting into names, what people said to you trying to induct you into this, according to what you say.
Sure. It was kind of a roundabout thing. I got a link to an article. I clicked on the article, and there was actually the first comment was from the Illuminati Facebook, which I thought was kind of hokey at first. And then I looked at the comment, and then I went to their page and looked at other comments. I was like, these seem very, very tailored specifically towards me. And the one that stuck out the most was something to the like of join us. We'll give you $250,000 a year and any car you want. Live anywhere in the world. And then the next day at a party, this other guy's like, so he starts talking about cars. He's like, so what kind of car do you drive? I love the Teslas. The Teslas are great. What do you drive? I said, I drive a Ferrari, just being cheeky. And he was like, no, you drive a Hyundai Elantra, which is my actual car. So I was like, okay, this guy knows what car I drive. There was the reference earlier, like, there's no way this is a coincidence. And then he also said, you know, I like to spend entire weekends without my phone. You know, like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And I was like, oh, he wants to go have a convo without our phones because he's aware that the NSA is recording everything. So, you know, these are people that know how to cover their tracks quite well. They know what they're doing.
Well, most things are run by the whole foundation, leftist arm of the CIA. And, of course, about 2 years ago, Chris Carter said what side he was on. He said, Alex Jones isn't a racist. He's a patriot. Trump's a patriot. But then everybody else lined up against me. So I know all this goes on. And I saw your text, your comments. So you're saying they had heads-up data of your own personal stuff, clearly from the NSA. They were using that to manipulate you. Imagine a girl.
They have
that type of personal stuff
on
a girl.
Alex, they didn't have my data from NSA. You know, they figured it out some other way. You know, when you're rich and powerful, you can hire operatives to follow people around, which I also experienced.
But what I'm telling you is Hollywood and all that is plugged into that. I'm an expert on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
All right, we'll continue, though. So when did it get to the point, like Mark Dice, they didn't ask you to have sex with kids, but they said, we want you to join Lucifer, you know, before we give you this TV show.
I was at a party, and then this child showed up with a man and a woman, and he was asking for Seth Green, who was out of the country at the time. And that's when I was like, oh man, they want some blackmail on me. They want to pin me down and get me involved in this. And I have no desire to get into anything like that. So.
Well, yeah, I never saw anything illegal, but I was at some big parties, and I'm like, why are 15-year-old girls at this party with weirdo, creepy lawyers and, like, you know, oh, I get a martini, yeah. I'm 15 years old, and I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I understand that. I have also been at gatherings where there have been 15-year-olds, and it's been fine, and no one's drinking, and it's just we're, you know, just hanging out and playing board games.
Sure, I'm not saying you're not at the beach with your family and the 15-year-old sneaks a beer. That doesn't always mean there's pedophilia. I'm just saying you're at a Hollywood party, and, you know, you got scantily clad girls that don't look like they're 18. You know, it's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is weird.
So, I mean, how often do you see stuff like that?
Like children showing up to parties?
Yeah.
Well, look, I have had friends who have been young actresses, young actors. We actually had a game night that we did every Friday. It was the most benign thing, you know. No one even drank, and it was like a really good community, and everyone felt good about it.
All great and fun. We're going to go to break and come back. What is the heart of the matter? Because you named some names, but when I come back,
sure.
I just want to, without getting into names, what they said to you, why you think this is going on. And we know it's going on. I just know about the names of the people you're saying. Like, why would they take you? You call yourself an obscure actor. I mean, you're a successful actor. Why were they trying to recruit you?
This is why. So Claire and I, we were friends. And when the Pizzagate thing was breaking, I was reading all the Podesta emails. And I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And I brought it up with Claire, and I was sharing with her. And she was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I was at Seth's, like, you know, we were talking for a while.
Stay there then. We're going to come back and understand this right now. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it. which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, shutter from sound.
Okay, Isaac Cappy is a actor in Hollywood, been in some big films. They're riding shotgun with us, one of our TV station managers, and, of course, the manager of Trump, God Emperor, reaches hundreds of millions of people, Tom Papert. And, listen, this whole Cappy thing, I started getting text messages and emails last weekend. That's last Friday, actually. Flooding. You got to have him on. Here he is. You know, the evidence of the whole thing. And I'm like, the evidence is that all these Vatican people and the Pope and all these comedians, everybody, and NAMBLA and the Democrats wanting to sexualize kids and Calvin Klein and just all of it. I mean, my God, you got Viacom documents, how they want to sexualize kids. So then I'm sitting here, and Cappy, you may be the best guy in the world. You may be the worst guy. I don't know. I don't know these Hollywood people you're talking about. I could burrow into them. I know you can't swing a stick in Hollywood and not hit some type of predator. you know, who's into soul sucking. I think Hollywood's really about vampirism and soul sucking, dream catching, dream killing. But bottom line, without getting into all the names, what's the data dump? If you had 5 minutes on national TV, which this is, millions are tuned in right now, millions will watch later. What is the data dump of your experience, what you saw, what they said?
Sure.
You were going to break, people just joined us. So go back to that. You were talking about Pizzagate to this girl, you know, this other Hollywood actress. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh, and then what happens next?
All right, here's the data dump, okay? Let's just be really concise about it. Seth Green, at his house, after a party, we were all kind of drinking, pulled back a secret bookshelf and said to me, this is where we keep the children. All right? There, the top floor in that Malibu house was covered in stuffed animals. There was a room with a bunch of bunk beds. Okay? At dinner, mind you, after that experience, I tried to block it out and just laugh it off, because it's hard, you know, because you trust these people. I love them so much. I love them. And then, you know, a month later, Seth tells me at the dinner table, we need to have a talk about chicken. And in case you're not aware, chicken is a pedophile code word for very young child. He told me he's into kids. So, like, I don't know what more data people want. We have, like, tons of cult state imagery that was on their Instagram, which have since gone private. We have, he told me he was a pedophile. There's a secret room. There's, like, stuffed animals everywhere.
But wait, he told you he was into chicken. And I'm not going to show the images, but I was sent this by people that have been connected to the stuff in D.C. And we've done it to law enforcement. But the whole point is that their biggest thing is throwing it in people's face, making it public. They believe that gives them, like, this lesser magic power. They believe they're stealing energy from the children. It's not just about the sex. I don't know about Seth Green and all these other little globalist people. I know they're anti-Trump and a lot of other things, but I don't know about what you're saying. But how is him saying chicken, how is that kids? Because I understand maybe they thought you were into Pizzagate. They thought you were funny. They knew you. They were teasing you. Sacha Baron Cohen might have been videoing it as a joke. I mean, how do you know? What I'm saying is, when did he actually say something?
He said it at that conversation. We're already eating dinner, okay? So ask yourself, why would someone say we need to have a conversation about chicken? How does that make any sense?
Yeah, I hear you, but that isn't proof
okay.
of him.
Alex, please.
Delete that. Go ahead. We're on radio and TV. We can't say cuss words. I'm going to interrupt you. Fine. I don't know how someone saying chicken is that. Go ahead.
Okay. So while we are already eating dinner, he says, we need to have a conversation about chicken. And I say, well, to be quite honest, when that hit me, I was like, this wave of dread. Because, like, I had, you know, I was like, they might be into this stuff. They might be into this stuff. He confirmed that they are into children. I asked him if they were into sacrifices and stuff like that. He said they weren't. But, you know, he was already, you know, lying about other stuff. So who knows?
So this isn't a robot chicken trolling operation for Sacha Baron Cohen right now.
This is not a trolling operation. There are so many rumors about what's going on. I've been accused of working with Spielberg, with Hanks, with Seth. Like, and a lot of the rumors are just, like, benign and just part of, like, the whole telephone game experience. Like someone said, I wrote Thor. I did not write Thor. I was in Thor for a day, and it was fun. And
no, I know. National News said I beat up a transsexual child. Thousands of art and won't say where or when. I believe me, I've been experiencing it.
I'm well aware. I know the struggle, my friends. I know the struggle.
Tom, you got any points here? Because look, I'm not judging Isaac Cappy. He's just, I have to like try to research this.
Right. I guess here's my big question. Obviously, if you don't go along with these people, what you're saying is you kind of get blacklisted. So my question is, were you still getting jobs by not being friends with the names you've mentioned? Or, I mean, is this essentially a...
Yeah, this just happened. This is a James Gunn thing happened 2 weeks
ago. Right.
Exactly. Have you been blacklisted? What pressure have you gotten?
To be honest, my work fell off ever since Pizzagate and when I was, like, looking into this stuff. I don't think I worked at all last year. I haven't worked this year. So, look, I don't even care about acting in movies anymore. Every script I got, you know, I had a couple of auditions here and there for little stuff, and I'm like, I'm just not into this stuff at all.
Well, sure. So what about the soul sucking? Do you feel the soul sucking when you're there?
Yeah, but the overarching point that I'm trying to make, there's two points. The first point is, I believe that we should live in a world where children are not raped and or murdered in mass, and where it's covered up by the powers that be, by the cult state. That is the problem. These people are...
By the way, that's definitely going on. I don't know the people you say are involved, but I know for a fact that is coming out, and Trump's exposing that.
Well, he is exposing that, and that's why I came forward, because I have firsthand knowledge of these people. I know what they're into. Mind you, there have been no lawsuits, no defamation suits towards me. These are explosive allegations I'm making, okay? Like, I don't take them lightly at all. And to be honest, like, I mulled it over because there's the whole thing of, like, don't judge others, you know, at least you judge yourself. Or, you know, don't throw stones. But, you know, when we're talking about kids who can't even advocate for themselves, like, someone has to step up to the plate. And it's not been, it's been very rewarding. Like, so many whistleblowers are coming to me with amazing information. It's explosive stuff. Like, they know, you know, they know what's going on. I've had people that have actually seen the blackmail material for a lot of really big people that you know their names worldwide.
Well, let's take Mueller. It's mainstream federal documents that he, for a decade, let Epstein kidnap kids, all of it, and run them around on airplanes everywhere and have sex with them with other world leaders to blackmail them. And, yeah, and I guess in Mueller's world, reportedly he never had sex with the kids, like, well, we're doing it to get control. You don't let people abuse kids. So I know that stuff goes on. I know that's coming out. And it's just mind-blowing that we've gotten to this point. But you're saying you saw the James Gunn thing, and that was just too much for you.
Yeah, and, you know, they hide behind – this is one thing I would like to address. They hide behind the – it's just jokes. It's just jokes, okay? Well, it's not jokes. It's a way – it's a release valve for them because they can't just talk about this stuff, you know, openly. They're trying to normalize it, obviously.
Sure, they're openly getting us conditioned is what you're saying. That's what NAMM is. They're just normalizing it.
Yeah, and, like, addressing the Epstein thing. Like, you know, that was a giant honeypot operation, and that's one of the things I've been stressing to the people that have been watching me. And, by the way, a lot of people that have been watching me on my Periscope streams, they're new to this. They kind of had maybe an idea that something was wrong, but I want to let them know, like, look, the way the world has worked is through blackmail, okay? It's the cult state. They get the blackmail. They own you. It's worldwide. They want to own their assets.
Well, that's certainly true. Isaac Cappy's our guest, riding shotgun, Tom Pappert, one of our local TV station managers, and the guy that heads up God Emperor Trump.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we're not out in L.A. We're down here in Texas. We don't want to be in L.A. My soul feels strong right here in Texas. And that's what they don't like, is we have the soul still. They make jokes about it when you talk about it. You see them start getting a little bit twitchy. But doesn't matter. America and the world's coming back. Isaac Cappy, in the middle of James Gunn coming out with hundreds of tweets salivating over pedophilia. We're not going to say he's a pedophile. He's a guy that is obsessed with it and loves it. The death of innocence, true vampirism. So Isaac, what is your goal? What is your end game? What do you want by coming out and saying these things you're saying?
Look, I want people to wake up, all right? People have been manipulated. The media, the mainstream media, as you are well aware, has been controlled. Twitter, Facebook, Google, I would like to share some of these stories. Twitter, if you search my name, you can't even find me on Twitter. They are suppressing me. They are deleting people's accounts while I'm talking to them in a DMs, okay? There was supposedly a hit piece today on the Today Show that brought my name up, and like, I haven't watched it. At this point, there's so many haters and disinformation, I can't keep up. But if what I'm saying was false, oh, and I've gotten death threats too. So if what I'm saying is false, why would there be such a concerted effort to shut me down on every platform that the cult state controls?
Which just means the head state. Let me ask you this question, Cappy. you're really good buddies. We looked it up. We didn't just believe you with Seth Green going back for years. So suddenly you're turning against him. His show's called Robot Chicken. You make this chicken joke. Is this not the ultimate outdoing Sacha Baron Cohen stunt right now?
I would like to dispel this one more time. This is not a media stunt, okay? This is 100% the truth. I put my life on the line for this. I believe it. I believe that we should live in a world where children are not abused by
No, I totally agree with you. So let me ask you this question. Let me ask this question. I don't think Seth Green saying, let's talk about chicken, when he directed a hit show called Robot Chicken, and he has some stuffed animals. I mean, I got stuffed animals like a kid. I don't think that's proof of that. Okay, I'm not saying you're schizophrenic. I'm just saying it goes in that direction. So you said he talked about having this. I want you to go out on the plank. You've been a friend with him for a long time. That's confirmed. If that's the case, then, I mean, tell us. You said he said pedophilic things. Well, I'm not going to let you just sit there and say it without specifically saying it. Because saying he wants to talk about chicken, give me a break.
Alex, I kind of got to call you out, man, because you're just employing the same sort of gaslighting tactics I've heard from everybody else.
Look, gaslighting. I want someone saying
Alex,
that they want to talk about chicken when they have a show called Chicken is not pedophilia.
Alex, this is the point that I keep bringing up, okay? If what I'm saying is a lie, why has there been – there's been no –
because they baked the hook. Like CNN and the New York Times made it all about a pizza place in D.C. instead of the actual emails of kids being delivered to Aleister Crowley rituals. So I'm telling you, I've learned how this works. You blow up a gas well. If an oil well is on fire, Red Adair would roll a bomb in to blow it up. So you use a bomb of fakeness to blow up the real fire.
Right.
And I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm saying I have oceans of real pedophilia. Okay, confirmed.
This is real pedophilia, buddy.
Someone's saying chicken at dinner.
You didn't even
listen to the whole conversation. Because James Gunn says he likes to have sex with little girls. He's drooling. We have proof. He should be criminally investigated, like Senator Cruz says. So I'm all about what people actually did. They lie about me all the news. Show me, what did he say to you? Other than, let's talk about chicken.
He said, let's talk about chicken. He then confirmed that he's into children, which I said earlier. I asked him.
Okay, what did he say? Tell me. Good. Tell me. Not good that he did it. I want what he said. Give me the bona fides. What did he say?
All right. Let's just calm ourselves, okay? Once he said, let's talk about chicken, the wave came over me. I don't remember the exact words. He confirmed that he's into children. I asked him if he was into rituals and sacrifices, which he said he wasn't, but I can neither confirm nor deny that, okay? Sorry, we got a text coming up here. His wife, Claire, has been involved in human trafficking since years and years and years. Her transgender brother was actually a teen prostitute, and Claire told me that once she picked up money at a hotel and Bill Clinton was there, okay? Like, as for me having, like, photographs, I don't have that stuff, okay? But I needed to come out because this is the best you're going to get for a whistleblower from Hollywood, okay? Nobody wants to do it. Everyone's scared. They want to protect their money. They want to protect everything. They're not going to do it. I'm willing to do it, and I've been just attacked everywhere, which is fine. I knew what I was getting myself into. But the fact is, there is a secret room behind a bookshelf at the Malibu house. The fact is, there are tons of stuffed animals at that house. The fact is, they have tons of pedophile code symbols. Claire had a black jacket with a heart inside of a heart. And I was like, how can you just be so brazen about this? All right? There's a preponderance of substantial evidence. That's why I came out and just called everybody out. James Gunn is friends with Seth Green. They're part of the same crew. There's wedding pictures.
Well, I know
guys.
They're people like Gunn are all over the news and his tweets saying this. And I know that when I've been in L.A., I thought, is that a joke? Why are you making these jokes of these creepy people? Like, hey, you know, what's going to happen if they find out we're effing kids? And I'm like, we're sitting here drinking martinis on the top of a building. Why are you asking me about effing kids? So I know that goes on. I thought it was a way to mess with Christians or something. Like, I thought it would freak out the Texas bumpkin. But it just keeps coming out, though. It's a system they're controlling. And I'm not saying you're a liar. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I'm asking what the larger agenda here is of you going public. And now that you said he specifically said that he wanted to have sex with kids, well, I'm not saying that's true. I'm not saying you're a liar. It's a free world, a live show. You're saying it. I just wanted you to not say that chicken was code word for kids, because cheese pizza is in the FBI files.
Chicken is as well. You can look it up, my man. It's fine. Look, I don't have pictures of compromised material. I didn't actually witness a kid being hurt. If I did, I would probably be on murder trial right now, because I can't think of anything that would make me more angry. Why I came out is because I'm sick of the cult state trying to brainwash people and affect what's going on in our country. They're trying to stop all progress. They're trying to cover their ass, and I'm not into it.
Well, I was just trying to do a real discussion here, and so, overall, I can't judge. I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm saying you're right, but Wikipedia, as if they're right, they lie about it. They say chicken is underage boy slang for gay sex with an underage man.
Yeah.
So maybe he thought, so he said, let's talk about chicken. What else did he say?
In that conversation?
No, period.
I mean, he made pedophile jokes all the time, and like the way that they were delivered, I was like, oh my God, these are not jokes. This is disgusting. And it made me feel gross. It made me feel awful.
Has Seth called you since you went public a week ago?
No, and that's step one. Yesterday I was accused of being a cokehead by some random guy I've never met on the internet. Right away, I went to him, I'm like, dude, I'm not a cokehead, man. Let's do a drug test today, okay? And I was like, I don't know why you would accuse me. And thank God he was enough of a man and said, you know what, you're right, I don't know why I did that. I'll take it down. I'm like, dude, thank you so much. Like, that was really cool of you. So if someone makes a horrible allegation against you, the first thing you do, A, if you have their phone number, is call them up and be like, what are you doing? But that never happened. There wasn't even a response, you know? Even up until, like, a couple days ago, someone showed me something from Instagram. How do you respond to these allegations? Seth's like, what allegations? Who's saying what? It's just these evasive, sociopathic games, all right?
Once no, I get it. It's time to change the subject. You just know that we know how Hollywood is sending out another, not saying you're a snot-nosed, trendy, to like game us here in, you know, flyover country. That's why we already have total proof, the Total Pedophile Network. We're destroying it all right now. America's coming back. Chi-Com networks are being lined up right now and given helicopter rides. So all I'm telling you is that we're going to look into all of this, and we're going to find out what the truth is. And everybody that's involved in pedophilia is going to get a helicopter ride. So... You see, we don't like to abuse children. We like to get our hands around monsters' necks and squeeze until their eyeballs bulge out and then their eyes disappear. We just sent them straight to hell. The jaws of the devil are waiting.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.